Wednesday the 2nd of July, Koptech Sivon, Rabbi Yehonathan Alpen, The Essence of Kriyashma.
Shalom Aleichem, Bukim and Imsoim. If everything is done right and according to plan, first words in at the beginning of a lifetime, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Last words out, when you move on from Olam Hazeh to Olam Habo, is Shema Yisrael. Every day has exactly the same pattern. First word, not necessarily the first word, but the first word Zoraisa, which a person says maybe after Birchat HaTorah, Shema Yisrael. Last words out at the end of the day are also Shema Yisrael. Shema is something like a bookend, bracket. Life begins, life ends. A day begins and a day ends. I remember I once heard from Rav Matis Yol, he explained, the meaning of Kabbalah Oil Malchus Shomayim is not translated properly in English. It's not a yoke. It's not a burden. It's an adrenaline. It's a stimulant. It's supposed to give you something like a focus to veer and steer through a secular life with all the billboards and all the adverts and all the newspapers and everything else that one meets on the street. Kabbalah Oil Malchus Shomayim gives you a target in which to focus on throughout the whole of the day. It's essential that one is critical. In order to make a success, one understands exactly what's behind Shema Yisrael, the first parasha. I once heard a pshat of Reb Shlomo Zalman. He asked the kasha on the first Mishnah in Brachos, Ne'emos by Korinus Hashma B'Shachris, Be'arvis, Mizman Shehakoyanim Nichnosim Le'echol B'Tzruv Osan, at the time when the Koyanim go in and eat. What's the connection? Why don't we just say simply, at night time, when the stars come out, why do we have to give this whole lesson of when the Kohenim eat from their truma? The Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Aleph explains, Milsa Agav Ulche Kamashmon, they wanted to teach us something by the way, something in addition. Meaning that when do the Kohenim eat from their truma? At night time. Asks Rav Shlomo Zalman, but why particularly that din? Why did the Mishnah come and teach us that specific din of the Kohenim eating from the Truma? And he explained as follows. In Halacha, supposing a Kohen is Tomei at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he goes to the mikveh at 9 o'clock in the morning, he's not able to eat his Truma until nighttime, until he's called a Har of Shemesh. He has to wait until nighttime. But why? Again, what's the question? Why do we connect Kriya Shema to the Kohen eating from the Truma? He explained, the Kohen has been to the mikveh, but the Truma lingers on until nighttime, even though he's Tahar physically, he has to wait until evening. There's a lingering on of Truma, and then he can eat from the Truma. Said Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's the reason why the Mishnah, the Tana, taught us that when you say Shema, from the time when the Kohenim eat from the Truma at night, the effect of Shema has to linger on. The beautiful pshat. When you say Shema in the morning, it should last you until nighttime. Nighttime should last. It lingers on. And that's the power behind saying Shema. Once I've said it, once I'm mekabel olimachul shemaim, then I understand what my responsibility. Now I can carry on for the next 12 hours until the next time and the next time. That is the adrenaline. That is the focus, that is the highlight which a life is supposed to lead of a person who's shown their Torah mitzvah. That's behind it all. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Samach, Shulchan Aruch brings down a whole machlokes, mitzvah tzvichas kavana, mitzvah lo tzvichas kavana. Do you need to have kavana in the mitzvah or not? In the end, mitzvah tzvichas kavana, you need to have kavana. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a hakira, an investigation. When does it mean kavana? What is the meaning of having kavana? And he explains that there are two. The first is any mitzvah that one does. Supposing one gives tzedakah, or one makes a brocha. Lechatchila, every mitzvah needs kavana. However, if it's evidential and it's obvious from the facts of what you were doing and from the circumstances that you were doing it for the mitzvah, then even though, of course, lechatchila, one should have kavana, even though one didn't have kavana, you're still yotza. Lechatchila, one should. But the evidence, when, I'll give you a circumstance. On the night of the 15th of Tishri, you move out of your house, and you go into the sukkah, and no one ever thought about the sukkah. No one spoke about the sukkah. It's evidential, it's obvious. You're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. Lechatchila, one should have thought about doing the mitzvah. But if you didn't, you're still Yotze B'di'evit. That's the first kavana. Second kavana, says the Mishnah, if you look in Siman Samos, is that what you say, you have to understand what you're saying. L'chatchila, everything that you say, you should have kavana. Mitzvah Tichas Kavana. Now what happens if you didn't have kavana? B'di'evit your Yotze. If you said Asher Yotze and you weren't thinking, if you said Asher Hakon and you weren't thinking, if you said a Birchas Hamazon and you weren't thinking, your Yotze B'di'evit. However, there are two things that one says, that even B'di'evit, if you said the words and you weren't thinking, you're not Yotze. And that is the first line of Kriya Shema and the first bracha of Birchas Shemoneh Esrei until Mogen Avraham. In other words, if you reach the words Baruch Atah and you didn't yet say Hashem, you said Baruch Atah, you have to go back from the words Elokeinu, not Elokeinu, the wheel, Eloheinu Velehe Avoseinu. You don't say Elokeinu, you say it again. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem, but you say Eloheinu Velehe Avoseinu and you say it again. Once you said the words Hashem of Mogen Avraham and you didn't have Kavana, in reality you should really go back. But the Mishnah Berurah Pasmos, according to the Mogen Avraham, we don't let you, because we don't trust you the second time around. We're worried that you'll make a mess of it again. And therefore, B'di'evit, I'm afraid you're not Yotze. First Brocha is Likuva, is essential. One has to have Kavana. Therefore, the first line of Shema needs to have Kavana. One has to think before what it's saying. It's critical. Otherwise, you lose the mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah of what it is. Let's first of all deal with what the words mean. Rashi says the word Shema means to bekabel on yourself, to accept upon yourself. Not just to hear the words, but to accept. Here's the focus for the day. Accept upon yourself, Yisrael. Hashem, that means Hoya, Hoyve, the Yehyeh. He was, he is, and he will be. And you should be careful to pronounce it the word Ado and not Ado. Some people pronounce the shame Ado and then Noi, and that's wrong. It's not Ado, it's Ado or Adoi or Ado, but not Ado and not Adi. It's Ado and then Noi, and Master of all. That's the meaning of Yudkei Volkin. Elokeinu means the supervisor, the manufacturer, the designer, the director, the person who runs everything that there is. The whole essence of the world in creation. If you remember in Bereishis, the first chapter of the Torah never uses the word Yudkei Vovkei, Bereishis Bora Elokim, because that's referring to the designer, the manufacturer, the person, Hashem, Kaviyochol, who put everything in order. Elokeinu means Shviach, who supervises and control. If you have a chance, an opportunity, have a look in Baba Basra, that Tez Zayin Omid Aleph, where the whole conversation goes on between Eiv and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where Eiv complains to HaKadosh Baruch and says, you got my name wrong. You spelt me wrong. I'm not Oyev. I'm Eiv. I'm not your enemy. I'm Eiv. And Rav Shalom answers him back with tremendous, unbelievable answers. One of the answers that he says to him is as follows. Eiv, he says, did you know every single hair that grows on your body, two or three can come out of the same follicle, the same root? On your head, never ever. Never can two hairs come out of the same root on your head. On the body, yes, because if so, the whole mind would go berserk. You'd lose control of your senses. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Eiv, I never made a mistake between two hairs and one hair on your body. Do you think I made a mistake with your name? And the Gemara goes on, have a look. That's Elokeinu. Everything is b'hashkocha. Everything is under his supervision. Elokeinu, he designs in order according to his will. Hashem again, Hayahayve v'yihyeh echod. I once had a chavrusa, a Temani, and he always used to complain and say to me, you Ashkenazim can never say the word properly. In reality, when you say the word echod, one, it means he is above, below, and in all four directions. But you can't think that when you're saying it. And you can't say echod, because you put a shavah onto the dalet. So how do you say? You say echod, but not more. Taimanim say echov. They stretch out the dalet. Now we can't. So we think of, when you say the word echod is one, and then afterwards you think of all directions. That's the line. Those are the kavanas, and according to the way we understood in Siman Samach and Mishnah Berurah, one has to think of the words that one is saying. You need an original mind. It needs authenticity. Do you remember the Lashon in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim? The Rambam brings down that when, after Avraham Avinu was 3 years old, Bohaya Nah, and he was a child. The Levi Meshaitet, and he was thinking. Bohaya Tamir, Ech Efsha Hagalgal Azeh Yustoive Velo Yelo Manig. How can this world be turning and turning, and there's no director? He thought it through. He thought it through. Everyone was a fool. Or that Avraham Avinu Ha'ivri from the other side thought it through and reached Emunah by himself, the Haven Kapha Emes, and he worked it through, says the Rambam. We say, Chayv Odom Loima Masai Yagia Masai Lamasai Avoisai. We have to be an amicable of the Zeda. Zeda thought it out, and we have to think it out. You can't possibly say Shema like a parrot. It can't be a recital. Chas b'chalim, it's not a chant. It's a real statement of Ol Malchut Shamayim. It needs thought, and a well thought out. That's the reason why, if the shul is running properly, you stop after B'yahavol, and then you stop to think the two kavanas. First kavana, I'm thinking of the mitzvah, the Kabbalah Malchut Shamayim. Second kavana, according to the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samach, I'm thinking of what I'm going to say. Two kavanas you need for that, and then you start Shema Yisrael. Last time I spoke here, Bechasti Hashem Yisboach, I don't know if you were here, but we had a whole shiur on brochas, and we brought down a shita, the Rashba, that the word Boruch means Tosefes Ribui. Today, Rabbi Shimon don't hold like that, but let's stay with that Rashba a second. If you were here last time, Boruch Shein Kavoid Malchusa Lioilam Bored. May his Kavoid Malchusa be increased, may be recognized and multiplied. Think of that. It helps me enormously when I say that. Boruch Shein Kavoid Malchusali Alondoret. That's the Boruch. May his Riboy, may people recognize him. Bohaya Hashem Lamelech Al Kol Ha'oret. That's the meaning of Boruch Shein. Now we must look very carefully, and Rashi points out there's a Vav in the next sentence. Z'ohavto Es Hashem Elokecho. Now Pinkus once asked a beautiful question. What is unique about Klal Yisrael? Non-Jews have a faith in God. What's so special? Many have a belief in the Borei Olam. By Klal Yisrael is in its essence of being close to Him. Ve'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. You are close. And that's the Vav. First line, perhaps even non-Jews could say, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We lead on with a Vav which joins up to the emunah, the statement of faith joins up with the or has to es Hashem. That's called a closeness. Maybe we can explain with the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Quickly, al mishkavi ba'leilos, on my bed at night, bikashti v'loi eshoah v'nafshti v'loi masasi. You don't find Hashem, if you know Shir HaShirim is a conversation between a chosam and a kala. Here's the kala talking, the Bnei Yisrael talking about Hashem. I searched for him, but I did not find him. You do not find emunah quickly. It doesn't come chick-chack. Nebuch, they say that's what all many Nebuch Israeli soldiers do after they finish their stretch in the army. They go off to India and Thailand. They're looking for him. Don't find him in Thailand. If you don't find him that quickly, the guards, politicians, film stars, sports idols, people who run the world, unfortunately, with their standards, they don't know where Hashem is. Once I got hold of him, I will not let him go. You internalize. First line, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is simply a statement of faith. We have more, we internalize it. That's called Dveikus, Ve'ohavto Es Hashem Elokecho. And it's connected to the first line. That's what the Vav is for. The Vav joins it. With all your heart, even if it means giving up one's life. But understand it, Rabbi Yisai, it does not just mean giving up one's life. Mesirat nefesh for Torah and mitzvahs is called the ahavta b'chol nafshecha. B'chol nafshecha at the end is to give up. But if one has a certain amount of self-sacrifice to keep Torah and mitzvahs, that's called ahavat Hashem b'nafshecha. U'b'chol meidecha, different mafoshim, whether it's with all your money, or with every midah and every way that Hashem measures the hashgacha for each person. Look carefully. What do you do with this closeness? First line is emunah. Second line is the closeness, the devekus. What on earth do you do with it? It's not enough by itself. You have to move and graduate into Torah. V'hoyu ha-devorim ha-eile asher onoichi metzavacha hayoim al levovecha. Emunah, first line. Avas Hashem, second line, does not stop there. Those three time a year yidden, well, those who love Jewish food, they didn't graduate. It leads into the Zavod there. Asher onoichi metzavacha hayoim al levovecha. There's a prerequisite that emuna and avas Hashem have to lead into Torah. V'hoyu ha-dvorim ha-ele. It means Torah. Prophet Chaim always used to say, that Moshe Shmuel Shapir, and I say, Chazalik Yivocha, I was fortunate to have close connection with him when he was in Haunoff in Yerushalayim where I live. He often used to bring down, often to the Bachim, he used to tell them, when you open a Gemara, you turn around and say, the three timers of the Yetzirah. First thing is, you know, I just don't like this daf today. I'm not in love with this Mishnah. I'm going to skip. V'hoyu ha-dvorim ha-eile. Today's work are these words. First Yetzirah. Second Yetzirah, said the Chofetz Chaim, is the Ribbono Shel Olam really didn't talk to me. You know, he's talking to his people in the Kol HaChazon Ish. He's talking to the Rabbonim and the Gedolim. Asher onoichi mesavacho. You have a mitzvah today. Third Yetzirah is tomorrow. Hayoim. Hayoim. 3 points to the Chofetz Chaim when a person has a Yetzirah in Torah. I really don't like these words too much. Secondly, Hashem wasn't talking to me. And thirdly, I'll do it tomorrow. It's not enough. One has to answer those al levovecho. Why does the Shema say on your heart? Torah is in the mind, not in the heart. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Torah base, pasuk base, where the Shlomo HaMelech teaches us how to learn Torah. Lahakshiv lachochma oznecho. Tate libecho lativuno. There are two stages in learning Torah. The first is lahakshiv lachochma. Listen carefully, and you need an ear. Lahakshiv lachochma oznecho. It's in the ear. Second stage is tate libecho lativuno. You need a heart to understand. Says the Gaon in Mishlei. What does it mean listening with your ears well? He says asei oznecho ka'afar keses. Make your ear like a drain. When they used to grind the wheat, there was one stone, two stone, and it spun around fast, but the wheat would fly off. So they made an afar kesis. It's a drain around the bottom stone. So as it's flying, you catch all the wheat, or you lose it. Asei oznecho kafar kesis. Make your ear like a drain. Catch everything. Don't lose anything. Don't have a chavusa, chaver, you did tov ma'od. We learned by Rav Gusman, Zechotarik Devoch, this is your site this week. He said that the greatest listener of all, by Rav Shimon Shkop, was Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Never missed a word. Asei oznecho kafar keses. You have to listen to everything. You have to catch everything. Second stage is, says the Gaon, tate libecho latavuno. Put your heart to understand. Says the Gaon, ad bulya. Full clarity. First stage is listening. Second stage is understanding fully, but where? In the heart. Ad bulya is in the heart. You don't understand in the mind. The heart understands something, and that's called the internalization of Torah. Tate libecho latavuna, ask yourself, do I really understand or not? That's why it says, and it's in the heart, because the heart has the conscience, and the heart has all the desires. Am I listening? Do I really understand? First one must hear. Second one must ask, do I really understand al levovecho in the heart? My son used to learn in Yeshiva and B'nai Brak. one Shabbos he came home and he put on a tape. It is the most exquisite tape you'll ever hear. Someone, evidently, I don't know if the world knew, had put a tape recorder inside where the Rabbi Eliashiv learned and walked out and left it on the chair. And you listen to the world learning. It is one of the most beautiful things you can imagine. People don't know, but he's the most magnificent Baal Menagin, Rabbi Eliashiv. He sings, and you hear him singing when he's learning. And he goes up in octaves, and he sings and sings and sings, and in the middle of singing, he stops. And there's a gap. Then he carries on learning, and he says more, and he sings more, but he goes up in singing. What's so remarkable in the tape is you can follow this passage perfectly. To listen carefully, he's listening to the words. The delay in silence is he's moving the words from the ear into the heart. Tate libuchal atuvuno is the understanding that he's getting. You hear the world asking himself almost in that silence, and then he says the words again, and you realize he's understanding what he's learning. Al levozecho. Now, you're ready to teach children. Look carefully at the order of Ribbono Shel Olam in Shema. First line is Emuna. Second line, it must lead to Ahavas Hashem. That's the closeness, the dveikus. It's not left in a vacuum. It must lead to Ahavas HaTorah. Now, go ahead. V'shinantom levonecho v'dibalto bo. Now you're ready. According to Rashi, that the word should be chidudim, sharp, that's shinun, but now you're ready. You cannot teach a child, you cannot pass on the masoiras, unless first of all you have emuna, first line, avas Hashem, second line, with vobs at the beginning of every sentence. Third line, avas hatorah, now, shinun. Shinun means, I imagine, let's make a suggestion, the different roles between maybe a father and a mother. Perhaps the father does the shinantom levonecho. Omer Abaye, Omer Rova, what's Beis Shammai, what's Beis Hillel? The Dibarto bon is literally called schmoozing. B'shivtocho b'beitecho, having a meal with kids. U'belechtocho b'aderech, going to the supermarket. B'shochtocho, falling asleep at night and waking up in the morning. That's called schmoozing in Torah. What? The Emuna, the Avas Hashem, the Avas HaTorah, that has to be called a conversational piece. It must become part of the conversation in the home. Shinun, perhaps, is in front of a sefer. It's certainly not at the Shabbos table. You don't quiz and test a child. In fact, you test him if a father ever does such a thing. But it's not done in front of a meal. But the Baal Tobon is much more casual. Talking Torah. We don't have to talk about Wimbledon. We're not used to talk about a vacation. Of course, these are topics which children like to talk about, but if a clever parent will be debout or bomb, a quiz, a nice story, talk Torah, to debout or bomb. That's called Oyo Malchus Shamayim. That's in the chain of transmission. Emuna Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, Torah. It doesn't stop there. It's not enough to believe, nor to learn Torah, nor to teach Torah, if it's not Ukeshalchom Lo'os Al Yodecho, it has to be done and seen to be done. That's tefillin. Of course it's the mitzvah of tefillin, but in symmetry, in order of the way the Torah HaKadosh is telling us, after you teach you must perform. It has to be acted out. Famous Loshin, which often the Chinuch brings out. Why? Halev nimshach acha hapu'ulois. The heart follows actions. Actions is what dictates to the lay. Let me give an example. Supposing you decided to daven Shemona Esrei, let's say you say Vidui on Yom Kippur, lying in a hammock, swinging in the garden. Why won't it work? I'll tell you why it won't work. Because the body is doing something totally contrary to what you're saying. The heart follows. Nimshach acha hapu'ulois. You have to stand with your feet together. You have to put your head down. You can't look around. You have to bow down. Now try it. Or sham nuba, it'll work. Because the body is dictating to the heart how what the words are, and that's the meaning and the importance of actions. The actions. It can't stop at the theory, nor can it stop at the teaching table. It has to be acted out. That's the way it is done. In Eretz Yisrael, I'm very fortunate to have a connection. Rosh Hashiva Brassfeld, Rav Aryeh Finkel, used to be in Beit Yisrael, gives a vad on Mishlei on Motzei Shabbos in his house, in Ershayim, in Gula. One Motzei Shabbos, we turned up at the house, everybody's sitting around there. He turned around to us and said as follows. Listen to this question. He gave us a real, a hard one. He turned around and said, Rabbi Yisrael, what's the point of it all? What's the point of it all? What's the point of all this learning? It was, what do you mean? One person turned around and said, to finish Shas. Not at all. Another one turned around and said, to understand what you learn. I said, no. What's the tachlis of it all? What's the tachlis of learning? I promise you, for about 3 or 4 minutes, no one hit the point. Until he turned around and said, it's the main one, the Gemara. Tachlis chokhma, tshuva, u'maisim tovim. The tachlis of emuna, of avas Hashem, avas ha-toyva, chinuch bonim, is maisim tovim, actions. The actions must be dictated according to that whole that download. Emuna, avas Hashem, avas ha-toyva, chinuch bonim. Now, practice. It has to be followed through. Tshuva, maisim tovim. One has to conduct oneself according to what this whole focus is, this whole adrenaline, this whole target of the day, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, which lingers on for the next 12 hours, that has to be practiced out. And that's the purpose of it all. Maisa Mitzvah. Here's the finale. Where? Every part that Rabbi Yisrael has evolved. Uchazavkom al mezuzah beisecho uvishavecho. What does that mean? Everything has to be brought down into the home. The home is the place where it's all practiced. It's almost as if we translate the words literally, write your signature on the doorpost. Uchasavton al-mezuzah beisecha. The home is the source of it all. You're right, you get a sofer to write the words for you. Uchasavton, write them on the door. Why? Why is the home critical behind it? Perhaps we can answer with the Gemara in Shabbos, that you'd Aleph on the base. The Gemara asks the following question. Which words of Bolei Olam are you allowed to say in the bathroom? Can you say Melech? Can you say Hamokim? Can you say Harachim? Can any of these words be said in the bathroom? In the end, the Gemara comes to a conclusion. The only word that you can't say, besides the Shemot, you cannot say the word Shalom. Shalom, says the Gemara, is his name. Meaning, he is Shalom. If you look in the back of the mouth, Shor says, why? Why do we call Hashem Shalom? You can't say Hashem, Yudke Vavke, and you can't say Elokeinu. You can't say Kael. Nor can you say Shalom. But all the other, if we can say Avimazok, nicknames, Kinuyin, Mokrim, Rachim, Melech, you could. Says the Maharsha in the Gemara. Whenever a person acts with peace, Shalom, it's really him. It's his quality. Hu Yaseh Shalom Oleinu V'Alkol Yisrael. Hu Yaseh Shalom. But I'm acting in Shalom. When one acts with Shalom, it's the impact of him. It's him there. It's him. If you understand our voice by the implication of that, we now, all of a sudden, have an entirely new meaning of what Shalom Bayis means. Shalom Bayis does not just you agree not to scream and shout at each other. Shalom Bayis means him. He is there in the match. By Jack and Jill, they close the door and hopefully live happily ever after. By Avraham and Sarah, it's not like that. It's not like this, it's like that. He's in the middle. That's the Shechina Shriya Beinehem. Shalom Bayis is the Shechina in the home. That's why Uchasavton al Mezubay Beitecho Bishalecho. The home is the source of everything. That union of the Chosen and Kala, of the father and the mother, is unbelievable in its power. It's a small Beis HaMikdash. It's a Mikdash, it's a Mokom of the Shechina. And that's the meaning of Shalom Bayis. When the besides the regular, mundane meaning of it, there's a Shechina in the home. Now we can understand the Parsha fully. One has to think, one has to have Kavanah. You have to be an Avraham Avinu. Has to be thought out. Full thought. Not like a parrot. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's Emunah. What makes me more than a goy, let's put him first, and his kavod should be added on, both shem kavod malchus. What makes me different from a goy? Because of the av, of the dveikus. The Bekiva Eger asks the wonderful kasha. How can you ever turn around to a person and force him to love? You can't say v or havto. Av is voluntary. You can't force av, says the Bekiva Eger. Listen to this text. Every time you ever say Shema, you always say before it, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaBoicher Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'ahavo. He chose Klal Yisrael Ba'ahavo. Now, it's quite easy to come back to him and say, Yohavto. If someone shows great Ahavo to you, you can show back, Yohavto Es Hashem Elokech. Beautiful pshat. When you, he comes to you with open arms, so Yohavto, you can give it back. Am I poni no poni? Avas Hashem, Maslita Avas HaToyo. There's a vov there. And that means understood, avoiding all the Yetzirahs of not today, tomorrow, and not this daf, another daf. That's not enough. Once you have those, rather, now you're ready to talk to children. With Shimon and Dibur, that it must become a conversation, the Dibarto Bom. That's not enough. You need actions, and that's what Tefillin represents. Tying up, tying up. I have a certain sefer, the Chasdei Hashem Yisboach had made by mitzvah for my kindler in Yerushalayim. So I always go to the same sefer, and that sefer, I say to him all the time when he gives the tefillin over to my son, say something to my child. He always has the same Joshua, the super Joshua. He turns around and says as follows: whenever a boat comes into harbor, first thing the captain must do is everybody must tie the boat up, because otherwise you'll just drift out into the water. First thing in the morning, tie up. And then you can go out into the street. Tie up, first of all. Once you've tied up, then you can go out into the street. Meister mitzvah. Where does it all happen? In the home. One's signature, one's personal signature on the doorpost. One has to download everything into the home, and then you have kaponas olam. Maybe if one says this correctly, we can carry in what we say, hopefully, at the end of a lifetime, when one comes into life, at the beginning, Shema Yisrael, if one has the mazel to leave this world with these words on one's lips, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha. Now, Boitai, these words which I have just said, Be'ezus Hashem, I'm bringing out a sefer. Everything is written and completed, and I hope it will be edited after Yom Tov. It's now being edited. This is a specific chapter on Shema. If anybody would be interested in making a dedication in the Sefer, I have here the last chapter of the Sefer, which is on Nishmas, which has been written out fully. If you would like to see and make a dedication in the Sefer, I would appreciate it very much. I am not able, because of the cost, in order to bring it together. If you would like to take part in the mitzvah, and hopefully the Sefer will be printed, I hope, by Hanukkah, then maybe you will see me afterwards. Or if you would like to take the booklet on Nishmas, which is a detailed Peyush on Nishmas, I would appreciate it. Brocha, that's locha, and that's locha in saying Krishna.